Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 155 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to catch up on recent events.
Yeah, as you guys know, we haven't been on for quite a few weeks.
Just 2 weeks.
Was it 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember, we recorded at the Pride Festival.
That's right, and then we haven't recorded since then. So that was the 28th. Yeah, so 2 weeks. So, yeah, just things going on personally.
Which has a lot to do with it.
Yes.
Because last weekend, I fell down.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple times.
Yep.
And basically couldn't get out of bed because I was in such pain.
In such, yeah. I'm feeling much better now, though.
Yes.
Okay. Because
I've had all my teeth pulled.
Yes.
To get dentures. And I can't eat anything. I can drink. You know, and I can have soup,
mm-hmm.
but I can't chew anything.
Yeah, completely liquid diet.
And didn't I determine that I've lost 36 pounds since then?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't 63 like you said at first.
Yeah, I had my head backwards.
Yeah. But yeah, you've lost quite a bit of weight.
Probably down a pant size.
Yeah.
Although I know how weight loss goes, it'll come back.
Yeah. So you're not going to try and buy new clothes or anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Just tighten my belt a little more.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I didn't really notice it when you're wearing your shirts that you've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to tell when you have lost weight because of I see you daily.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard. You know what I mean? When you see someone all the time, it's kind of hard, but then you do something and I'll notice it, so.
I suppose somebody who hasn't seen me since, like, Christmas would probably notice a drastic difference.
Yeah. I wonder, like, if your mom or your sister's seen you, but your mom definitely probably would notice.
Mm-hmm.
So what else has taken place? I'm trying to think. What's been work?
Now I have a denture in.
Yeah.
They pulled the last 6 teeth yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And stuck the denture right in.
Yeah. And you have it in right now and you're talking with it and everything?
Yes.
Is it hard?
My voice probably sounds different. It's got to sound different.
It doesn't really. Does it feel weird to talk?
A little bit.
You have to, like, hold it up with your tongue or something while you're talking?
No. No. It stays there on its own.
Oh, that's good.
It is painful.
Even to talk?
It's just painful all the time.
Wow.
Until the sockets from all those teeth that were pulled heal.
That could be weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
We went back to the dentist today, and I told her I could not swallow any water because it hurts so bad, so she did something, ground something off on the dentures so that I can swallow.
And it's worked?
Yeah.
Good, good.
I'm still taking pain medicine. I don't know what's going to happen when that runs out.
Yeah, but I mean, you can swallow them with it ground down now?
Yeah. I've been taking pills.
Okay.
Yesterday, I would just put the pill in my mouth and hold the water bottle up to my mouth and just sort of let it...
Force it back in.
Just let it fall down into my throat.
Yeah.
I wasn't really swallowing.
Yeah, sometimes if that works, it works, though.
I just took another pain pill a little while ago, and I was able to close my mouth and swallow.
That does not sound like fun. I got to have the same thing done to me soon, too, so I'm not looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think you could afford to lose 30-something pounds.
No, I would be in the hospital if I lost that much weight. So we're going to have to figure something else out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just like decapitate me. So what else has happened? I'm trying to think.
Well, how do you think the Gay Pride Festival went?
I think it went all right. It's always hard to say. I mean, I think we had positive feedback. I think we had some positive interactions with people. Everyone seemed real pleasant. I think there was some confusion in the beginning with they think they were paranormal ghost investigators.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you took that sign down and kind of killed that thought that we were. But,
Actually, I left the sign up, but I took the sign off of the table.
The table, that's right. But, I think it went relatively well. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, since we weren't selling anything except the podcast, it's kind of hard to judge.
Yeah.
We weren't planning on making any money. That isn't the goal of the podcast.
No. Never mind. I completely slipped my thoughts.
We did meet a lot of people.
Yes.
That booth was the first thing people saw when they came in the front door. I mean, it was just right there.
And it was a bright booth. It was a very bright booth, so it stood out. People liked our flag, our banner. We always get a lot of positive reviews about our characters.
Oh, the...
Our
avatars.
Avatars, our South Park avatars. People love them.
They recognize that it's from South Park.
Yeah. So, people love them, though. They love the pictures. It cracks them up. So,
And a lot of people I saw scan the barcode, and when they did that, I saw our website come up.
Mm.
I hope that prompts them into finding the RSS feed and putting it on their podcasts.
Yeah.
Aggregator.
That'd be good.
If people just went to the website and then went to the, I think it's the web links, it has just about every major podcast player on there. Apple, Spotify, Pocket Casts.
Oh, really? Okay.
All of them. So all they'd have to do is just tap. And it would take them to the aggregator. From there, they could save it in their list of podcasts that they like to listen to.
Well, that's good. But chicken butt.
It's just really hard to judge if it's going to make a difference or not.
Yeah.
Since we don't have advertisers, we don't really track our
numbers, yeah.
Or anything, so...
I mean, I've seen that, like, a lot of people were interested. I mean, you know, but that's... Of course, they seem interested when they're in front of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to say if they'll actually follow through and...
I did think it was interesting that when people said, what is this? And we say, it's our podcast. Okay. That people knew what a podcast is.
Some people did. Some people didn't.
There was some old people that...
Yeah.
There was one woman who wanted to know when our schedule was, when she should tune in like it was a TV show.
Yeah. That's funny.
But, you know, old people. I don't know how to put that. It was just a way for us to be known.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of put our faces out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, the one person said they heard of us. Remember that?
I do not recall any person saying they knew about us.
She was there with her boyfriend, I believe, and she goes, oh, I heard of them before. When she took it, or someone told me about them before. She took one of our stickers. I could have swore you heard her say that.
Maybe I was in the bathroom at the time.
No, you were there. I could have swore you heard it. It might have just already slipped your mind. But yeah, she was a young lady, probably early 20s, dark brown hair. Is there with her boyfriend, but yeah.
Okay, whoever you are, please email us and tell me that Kura is not crazy.
Yeah.
You did not make that up.
Exactly. But it was fun. I thought it was an experience. It was the first time that I've ever done anything like that.
It cost us the same as it did for the ad in the Pride Guide that we've done the last couple of years, and probably far better exposure.
Yeah.
The Pride Guide last year, I don't think they even printed it.
No, they never did, remember?
Yeah, so I think it's money better spent.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, you have more experience with these things than I do, so it's kind of my first event anyway.
Hmm.
I mean, I've been to Pride before, but nothing on doing the vendor side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was interesting. I thought it was fun. It wasn't fun in your contemporary words, I guess.
What do you mean by that?
Like, in your definition of fun isn't probably going sitting in a booth, but it was fun. I enjoyed myself.
Hmm.
So.
And I think it was interesting, instead of like going to the parade and seeing people, we just stayed in one place and the people came to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. I did enjoy myself. I keep saying it was fun, but I did enjoy myself. And it wasn't that long. It went by pretty quick.
Yeah. I think it started at 11 and ended at
4.
4.
Yeah. So
5 hours.
Yeah.
Didn't really seem like 5 hours.
No. At first I thought it was going to feel like forever.
Hmm.
But then once it picked up, it picked up. So.
And there was always somebody coming by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The old man, he settled down, so.
Oh, yeah. And the booth next to us kept trying to poach our people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When someone would come up and ask, he'd drag them over to his booth and try to get them to
sign up to vote.
Yeah.
So.
Which, if you ever had a vendor booth at a festival, you know, you do not poach other people's.
Yeah. But that's a no-no.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't seem like he was really with it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So. But.
And then the next weekend, that's when I started passing out all the time. And,
yeah.
Couldn't really do the podcast from bed. Well, I guess we could have, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't have been able to set up and edit it and everything.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to do it from the bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, with this field recorder, we could do it like we recorded the podcast there at that festival.
Okay. Hmm.
I hope people weren't too disappointed in that.
They probably felt great since they were obligated to listen for 1 week.
Hmm.
I'm teasing. But, yeah, if you're a new listener, drop us a line and let us know. We'd like to hear from you guys.
The number one thing you can do for any podcast is send them an email and tell them that they've been heard.
Yeah. It's a good feeling, you know what I mean, I think, when we even know.
Otherwise, it's just screaming into the void and not knowing if anybody ever heard you or not.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Last weekend was pretty much you weren't feeling well. I took care of you. I've been putting in long hours of work since we're short-staffed. But, yeah. That's about it.
So, I guess this is going to be our shortest podcast ever.
Probably. As you guys can tell, we don't really do much.
We did not make a script this time. We I didn't feel like doing all of that.
Are you ready to reenact Romeo and Juliet?
No.
Come on now. We can do the first act.
Are you a Capulet or a Montague?
A Montague.
Hmm.
Sorry. Well, it was worth a try. All right. You have a joke or anything for me this week?
I do.
You do? Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me it?
Well, it's since I've been to the dentist so many times lately, it's a dentist joke.
Okay, what's that?
What did the gay dentist ask his gay patient?
Oh, God, this is going to be good, I have a feeling. I don't know.
Are you ready for your filling?
Oh, Oh, bear.
I'm making myself laugh and it hurts.
Sorry. Well, don't laugh. That was a good one. That was a very good one.
Probably never heard that one before.
No, I haven't. You're ornery. So
this was episode 155 of the Bear and Cur podcast. This is Bear.
And Cur.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Cur podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.